JB Panthers head coach Corey Nielsen joins us. Corey, you must be very proud of the boys, not least the penalty kill unit, and they took their chances. They had some spells of domination, but a great game against the Steelers, two good teams.
Yeah, two very good teams. I thought Sheffield had a good game tonight. I thought they were good, and what we did very well is we eliminated their cycle in the offensive and our defensive zone. They couldn't get anything going. I didn't think they had really any great opportunities to score goals, and I thought we were just exceptional without the puck tonight offensively. You know, we did a little bit, but as I said, they played a good game. I was really impressed with. I mean, that was probably our most complete performance of the season, and to beat a team like that, I thought it was good.
It bodes well for the standings and all the rest of it. Bodes well for the trip up to Brayhead. Just one cloud on the horizon: the injury to Mosey.
Yeah, very, very disappointing. Mosey playing really well as a huge part of our team, but we do have, you know, some great depth. We've afforded ourselves when we brought in Perlini to have that depth, and we still had four lines. We had four very capable, good lines and six defensemen out there after sustaining a major injury. So we'll see. I mean, I don't know what the assessment's going to be on Mo, but. Yeah, we moved Brownie up, and he did a great job. He did a great job, played some first line minutes, killed penalties, and you know, I was really impressed. And then Swede moved from D to four. He just moves everywhere. Center, left wing, right wing, D, doesn't matter. You know, maybe try him in goal.
Wish you well in Glasgow.
Well, it's 3-for-3.